where Christians participate in the washing of each other's feet, hear about the betrayal of Christ by one of his own disciples, nonetheless, and when Christ implores us to love one another. Every year in Holy Week, I find myself imagining what it must have been like to be present with Christ during this time. I am so emotionally missed that I wasn't there with Jesus. Part of me longs to lay claim to the event myself. Another part of me trembles at the thought, knowing that I would not have been brave enough to stay to the end, ultimately letting Jesus and God down. Yet I sit here, as we sit here, thousands of years away from the actual event. We are still able to receive Christ's foot washing, commandment, teaching, and to experience God's mercy through the acts of obedience by his Son. God, who wastes no experience, is able to connect the events of thousands of years ago to our modern day. The link is the commandment. Love one another. What do you think, John? Am I on the right track? My husband Rob and I had the opportunity to join some of our Jewish friends for Passover Monday night. As we progressed through the Seder meal, I was reminded of the Judaic roots that our faith and liturgy possess. We likely resonate with the bread and wine aspects, but what about the use of water? Each meal participant washes their hands during the liturgy. This reminds me that an acolyte supplies water for the priests to wash their hands in advance of distributing the sacraments. There are other ways that reveal Christian Judaic connectivity, but that is a discussion for another day. But does it bring any comfort to you to know that ritual aspects have survived? The followers of Christ, man has embraced the commandment of Christ. Yet, if we wander the secret passages of our own confessions and hearts, how many of us even strive to be like Jesus? How many of us fail? But let's be clear. On that journey to Jerusalem, and in those three great days when our Lord passed from life to death to resurrection, Jesus did it all. Jesus did it all. And he provided a roadmap for us. Jesus loved us, forgave, not after we confessed, but as we betrayed, denied, stripped, mocked, crucified, and killed him. Jesus washed feet, not in response to or in anticipation of the ministry of others, but before the disciples even understood what it meant. Jesus broke bread and shared the cup, not to celebrate our acceptance of the gospel, knowing he was about to die. Jesus invites us to celebrate this season as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, not as something we do, but as the new and everlasting covenant that is Jesus' gift to us. To seal this covenant, Jesus is stripped, like our altar. Jesus suffers for and with everyone. Not because we deserve it, but because we suffer. And he loves us so. And the washing of feet is one outward symbol of our acceptance of Jesus' gift given to us. It is the tangible element that we can embrace to bring Christ's commandment to one another. Does any of this make sense, John? You were there. I ask again, are we on the right track? Are we loving one another as Jesus wants us to? Your words and those of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, spoken by Christ, are assuring. Thanks to each of you for writing them down. My concern is whether we are able to follow them. How many of us can embrace a society that does not judge? After all, Jesus was betrayed, denied, stripped, mocked, crucified, and killed for us. No one else needs to suffer that again, inflicted by others or inflicted upon ourselves. As we prepare for the washing here shortly, I offer to you in prayer a meditation. Now is the time to love our brethren. Now is the time to feel forgiven. Now is the time to release all anguish. Now is the time to be redeemed. Now is the time to know our Savior. Now is the time to walk with God. Now is the time to hear in silence. Now is the time to weep our tears. Now is the time for our salvation. Now is the time for gratitude. Now is the time for life's oblations. Now is the time for servanthood. Now is the time for water, still. Now is the time for guiding sky. Now is the time for holy presence. Now is the time for opened eyes. It is now.